It was the closest thing I could find to a sporting theme for a bit of music, because here we are talking sport with the guys from One Week at a Time, 2SER's own sporting podcast, Adrian in the studio, and Joel via phone. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Nick.
Good morning.
How you going, Joel? You good?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
No, real well, mate, but we're not here
What are you doing today?
No, not much. Just on the radio.
No, okay, sorry.
But hang on, you guys are having a bit of a hiatus, which makes sense after grand final season.
Yeah, to explain what we've done, we're calling it a finish on season one of 1 week at a time.
I like that.
So one series at a time we're now taking it. So we'll break, have a bit of an off season, recondition ourselves, and then get ready for the summer series.
Is that because you're both too exhausted after last weekend still?
Yeah. I don't know. How'd you go, Joel? We didn't watch it. This is, I think, one of the few grand finals we didn't watch together, but...
Yeah.
How did you go?
No, I didn't pick the winner.
No, neither did I.
That's for sure.
In either of them.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I picked both.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, so did Mick.
Just want to make that clear.
Hello, Mick, if you're listening. Yeah, we said vehemently that the Swans would lose and that the Sharks would get up, which is exactly what happened. So in the NRL, let's start off with that. Basically, Melbourne just fell apart. They started trying to play Cronulla at their own game, which is so un-Melbourne-like. So they just went against everything that I said. So here's me saying, all week that Cronulla had struggled to score a point. They ended
up did say that.
Winning. Let's not play the tape. But yeah. What were your thoughts on the game, Joel?
No, I pretty much have to agree with you. Sharks, I thought Sharks the week before had played their grand final. I thought they played really hard, and I thought they'd just be too tired. There was no chance of them doing it again.
Yeah.
And they played the exact same game, and Melbourne just weren't ready for it.
And just fell for it, really.
Yeah.
Tried to be grubby little things like bloody Cronulla. Bloody up Cronulla. Get stuffed, Cronulla.
I thought it was shut up, Cronulla. That's what I've been singing.
Oh, yeah. I like that too. I've been singing something else as well. But
yes, all right.
Not for breakfast radio.
Does put a lot of pressure on Cronulla for next season, of course.
It does, and I certainly don't think they'll be able to back it up. I think it'll be one of the few years where particularly the sporting media aren't sort of saying that this is the chance for a team to go back-to-back. Obviously, a lot of people thought North Queensland would do that. Big tickets on South doing it in 15. That obviously didn't happen either, but Cowboys certainly got very close. As far as the game was concerned, I didn't think it was a very good game.
You said that, but a lot of other people have said quite the opposite to me. I was in bed. I had to work on Monday morning. It was way too late.
It was, I don't know. Joel, what did you think of the actual quality of the match?
Actually, I didn't mind it. And I sat there watching it with a Melbourne supporter, which made it quite difficult. No, I thought it was a tough game. I thought there was a lot of good defence from Melbourne, even though they lost on their own goal line. I didn't think it was too bad a game.
Yeah, it was certainly one of those defensive sort of gritty games, you might call it.
Yeah.
Before all that, on the Saturday was the AFL Grand Final, which I know you watched.
I did watch. barely remember it afterwards, but I definitely watched it. That was a great bit of footy.
Again, yeah, another game where it was sort of a good, solid sort of game, but... again, Swans just couldn't seem to get it right.
It was bizarre.
I think Buddy Franklin twisted his ankle earlier in the game and he went off. And at quarter time, I heard one of the commentators say, I wonder if this is just mind games, just to sort of get the Bulldogs, it lulled them in. I don't know if you'd really do that on grand final.
No.
Yeah, not the time for mind games.
You don't try to take a trick shot on grand final day.
Well, work for the Sharks. Again, that's something else I wasn't happy about. That. Anyway, so Buddy sort of twisting his ankle and he never really seemed right after that.
Look, I love an underdog story, and it was a literal one. The Doggies, it was an incredible thing for them. I had no kind of horse, no skin in the game at all.
Well, yeah,
but I had a mate there who was a big Doggies fan. Yep. It was great to watch him, so excited about it. And a shout out to the guy at the pub who found out I was a Hawthorn supporter, and every time I cheered, the Dogs would scream, "Your team lost ages ago!"
Aren't they great, those bar flies that sort of remind you of that every... Thanks, mate. But something that sort of came out of the grand final, I'm not sure if everyone's seen this or not, but Tom Liberatore, who's one of the Western Bulldogs players, had a pretty bloody good match. He's got this very sort of funky looking mo, very trendy sort of haircut, bit of an odd looking chap, but hilarious. He was on the lap of honour, stopped to have a chat to someone in the crowd. They've filmed it on their phone. And they're basically doing this mock interview of sorts. And he says to him, he says to Liberatore, "Oh, so what did you do today?" And he's got the grand final medal hanging around his head like an idiot. And he says, "Oh, what did you do today? Oh, scored 100 at the MCG. All right, who'd you face? Oh, just effing Colin Miller," who, of course, those who remember was the old, called Funky, nicknamed Funky, was the off-spinner for Australia, who back in the, what, late 90s, early 2000s, came out with blue hair and curtly Ambrose basically wet himself at the wicket, stuff like that. So this has sort of gone viral. Colin Miller, who now lives in Vegas, has sent this video back saying, "Oh, congratulations, rah, rah," and was played along with it, and it was all very funny. Absolutely hilarious. So a good little moment in sport there.
That is pretty nice.
I think from now on, whenever someone has a great day, you just say you've hit a ton off Miller.
I've done a Libra and hit Miller.
Hey, while we're talking cricket, let's talk about the Breakers.
Yeah, so the New South Wales Breakers, this is, I think, fantastic news. They've become the first professional women's domestic team in sport in this country, which is amazing.
Incredible and deserved.
Yeah,
they're an amazing team, but yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's only going to increase the popularity and the awareness of the females, in this case, especially cricket.
And if they can actually start getting paid, well, not great money, but better money than they were going to get.
I heard some of them can get paid quite well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I heard an interview yesterday with the New South Wales coach, and she was a former player with South Australia, and she was saying basically the minimum what they're getting paid, $35,000, she would have spent that over the course of her career paying for herself to go here, go there, training, this and that. So yeah, good stuff.
Hopefully it's a tipping point for women's sport in this country where it starts getting taken a lot more seriously. And I think you and I were talking before, Adrian, women's AFL.
Yeah, I think
get
that's
that on the TV. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Guys, sorry that you're taking a hiatus. Glad you're getting your rest up.
Yeah.
We'll hear from you in a few weeks' time when
the summer series
what
will kick
off.
What
do people play in summer?
No, just a little game for cricket.
Ugh. Aren't John we already losing really badly?
We're not going good. John and I start our season on Saturday. In the cricket, Wood Duck at CC. We're going to be new at 1,000 miles an hour.